The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
I sat with a seller who has hired me to sell their home. When we were discussing the property and the need to get ready to get their house on the market, we discussed the difference between defects and decluttering. Now, when you really need to sell your property, and a time has come and you have just decided, I've got to sell my house now, you need to decide what you can make money from doing and not make money from doing, right? Where can you put a dollar in to get $2 back is really the focus of my attention in guiding people on what kind of improvements to make. But with this particular seller, they discussed the need to sell the house rather quickly, and yet there was quite a bit of work that they could do to get the house ready to make it look nicer, including pulling the wallpaper down, pulling carpets up, possibly redoing a master bathroom, and more. So how far do we go? Well, I told them because this house was very, very full of stuff. And full of stuff is just my way of lightly saying it was overwhelmed with possessions in some of the rooms. One of the rooms, you couldn't walk into the space because there was too much. Another room, you could walk in a couple feet and turn around. Now, there's nothing morally wrong with having a home and living that way. It simply is the way you choose to live. But it generally is a slow accumulation over time that gets us to the point where we have more than enough stuff, and then the stuff owns us more than we own it. It controls our ability to enjoy our lives, and we get to the point where we just avoid certain spaces. You know what I'm saying? Walk down in the basement of your house, and maybe you'll remind yourself of what I mean. If you walk into a master bedroom, there was a couple whose house was packed with stuff, and I sold their property. It took them 8 months to go through step-by-step decluttering their property. The defects in a property are the things that are actually wrong with the house. The decluttering is the stuff you need to get rid of, right? Two very different considerations. So as Mr. and Mrs. and I walked through the property and I noted the improvements, and there were many that needed to be made in order to bring it up to 2017-2018 standards, what I looked really at were the defects, number one, because from disclosure law in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, we're required to tell the truth about whether we have any disclosure problems or not. You cannot sell a house as is and not disclose what the issues may be with that property. If you've had water penetrate the basement and it's been 50 years since it happened, but it happened, you should still disclose that it happened. And then sell the house as is. Because as is literally just means selling the house in a certain condition at that point in time. You can declare as is as of the day you list a property, as of the date of the home inspection, or the date of settlement. All houses are sold as is as of the date of settlement. Meaning that if you're the seller of a property and you go to settlement, you no longer have to fix anything after the property has settled and the title is transferred to the buyer. But in advance of that, if you know there are defects that you need to take care of, where you really need to focus is squaring the defects away, because even if it's aesthetically not perfect, in the case I'm talking about here, where there's actually more than enough stuff in the property, but still, even if they pull everything out, they've got, again, older wallpaper, they've got an older bathroom, they've got a basement that's unfinished, etc. There are many places to put time, energy, and money. You need to separate in your mind the defects and the decluttering. And then the improvements come after that, the things that you'll spend money on in order to improve the property. Just handling defects like a hole in a roof, everybody expects their roof to not allow water to come through. Everybody expects a basement to be dry. Everybody expects for there not to be holes in the siding of your house. Everybody expects for there not to be leaks coming from the upstairs of your home into the first floor. Everybody expects that everything in the house is in at least decent condition or it's disclosed to them in advance. So I told this couple, I said, look, we really need to focus on the defects. Number one, you need to get these like six things attended to. And then your rest of your time should be focused on decluttering. And we drifted occasionally in our conversation as I sat with them, we drifted into what kinds of improvements would make them money. And I gently brought them back to, let's not worry about that so much. We have a desire to accomplish the sale this fall, so let's focus on squaring the defects away, and you just focus on the decluttering. Do you know what the top three ways to make money are in a house? The number one is decluttering. Why would that be? It really comes from the impression a buyer has when they walk into a space that there's still more than enough room in your property, and they really can get a sense of the size of the space. You know, a house is a box. It's really a box with a roof on top of it. It's broken up into different kinds of rooms, and if one of those rooms is packed, you can't see that part of the box. So you simply want to open up the spaces to allow people to see what they potentially could use that room for. If you focus your attention on decluttering, number one, and make that your primary goal in getting your house ready to sell, you will amaze yourself, not only because you will find a house that you will have to try to remember, you know, what it was like 30 years ago when it was clutter-free. Previously, you may have walked into that space and thought, my goodness, I love this space, but now you don't go there any longer. We want to create that space again for the buyer, and you're going to have to get rid of that stuff anyways. You know there's only five things you can do with anything you own. You can keep it, give it to the kids, sell it, donate it, or throw it away. If you want to get that, I've got a guide for how to get rid of your stuff called the Right Sizing Guide. It's free. I've written it out, 50 pages of good information. You can download it at no charge at ericstewartgroup.com. And if you're not on the internet, you want to request a copy to be mailed to you, just call us today at 800-900-9104. There's no shipping and handling charge. Yep, that's right, because I want to help you. I come from a family of doctors. My grandfathers were orthopedic surgeons, one at the Shriners Hospital. He was the head of the Shriners Hospital in Oahu. My other grandfather was head of the orthopedic department at Walter Reed. And my father was the chief of staff at Columbia Hospital for Women right here in Washington, D.C. It's now condominiums. I've always found that a little funny to think. But that said, I come from a family of doctors, and the goal really is to help the patient, to give people information, listen to what ails a person, and then guide them through the process. And working with the Eric Stewart Group to sell your property, the agents that I have chosen to affiliate with me have been trained rigorously into the ethics and care and excellence in negotiation and marketing to help you get your house sold for top dollar. Decluttering. Defects. These are key parts of your preparation process. If you want us to come by and give you a market evaluation, give you some guidance, and get you on the road to getting ready this fall or next year, give us a call today at 800-900-9104. We have a nice receptionist. If you want to go ahead and just chat with her and give her your information, she'll have one of our team give you a call back to set up to meet with you. Again, that's 1-800-990-104. Toll free at ericstewartgroup.com. Remember, download the Right Sizing Guide there. Take care of the defects you know of. You do not need to get a home inspection before you sell your house. I get that question a lot. When I get back, Stuart Rosenthal will join me, and then we'll jump into why you shouldn't get a home inspection before you sell your house. I'll be right back.